Dude,
All right.
nerds camping is a dangerous.
And I would do anything for a K Club, but I won't RMT. Oh no, no, I won't RMT.
Oh, that's it, dude.
Hey guys, it's Steak. This week on Pet Food Alpha, we are going to take a look at the August version update. They are doing some mission additions and adjustments. We will talk a little bit about the Fan Festival 2007, a bunch of really cool in-game stuff, got a couple of really neat guests, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Squigalicious.
I'm Karen.
Fusion, unfortunately, could not be with us this week. We decided
Woo!
To fire
him. I mean,
decided to fire him. so Fusion will no longer be on the show.
It was a no-call, no-show, man. We had to let him go.
Yep. No, I'm just kidding. Fusion is on vacation this week. We decided
to. Yeah, you have the three Fusion X fans out there going, no!
Yeah. Okay, let's see. State goes on vacation. He comes back. I go on vacation. I come back. And then Fusion goes. So I think, I think Chench is next in line, I think.
Yeah. I can't afford vacation, son.
Nice.
All right, so we decided to give Fusion a little vacation, unpaid, of course. so he can enjoy himself for a few days. He will be back with us next week as normal. Today we have two guests. Obviously, we have Tyken, who joins us from the Bahamut server.
Hello, everybody.
Also, we have Kate from the Kujata server. Now, Kate, if you may or may not remember, in the Thriller video that I put together, she is one of the dancing Tarus in the video. So,
dancing
I'd like to welcome her to the show.
You're a star.
You're a star, kid.
You're a star.
For the win.
For the right. win.
Say hi, Kate.
Hello.
Okay. We're going to go over a little bit of news and all the good stuff, just like normal here. I guess we'll start off with the August version update.
Yay.
Mission additions and various adjustments.
And random things that Square Enix cannot possibly screw up anymore.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, well, they came out.
There's a way to screw it up.
Woo-hoo! They came out last week and kind of basically said that there's going to be an August version update, and then a couple days later, they kind of gave us a list of things that they'll be changing and adjusting. It looks to me as though one of the highlights will be the final chapters of the Ottergon missions.
The final chapter.
The final chapter.
That no one is even concerned about.
It's
dude, more people are reading Harry Potter than are concerned with the final chapter of Threads of Potter's Gone.
I think it's going to be pretty cool. I've enjoyed the Ottergon storyline up to this point, so
you know,
I'm kind of glad they're closing it up.
Oh, sure. You know, I enjoyed being a slave to the Empire. For...
I kind of hope they give us a way to kill Naja at the end, though.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you have to fight Naja at the end. Rawr! All right.
First two.
Yeah, because that's going to be so hard.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh my god, she's got a mace the size of my entire body.
Yeah, but she's sitting behind a desk getting fat on bonbons and all those paychecks that you've been, you know,
I know,
working
right?
for. So, she's probably a little bit softer than we think.
They have this picture on the list underneath the where it mentions the Ottergon missions of this character who is bound in these magical looking
chain things.
I don't know,
I don't
chains
know, shackles.
I don't know. I don't. You know, I haven't really gotten that far in the Ottergon missions yet. So I don't know who that character is. But that looks pretty cool to me. I think that's pretty sweet looking. But anyways, that's my little 2 cents on that. They're doing besieged adjustments. They are doing Einarjar adjustments. As far as Einarjar is concerned, they will be reducing the amount of
HP.
HP on monsters in the Hazelm testing grounds.
What he said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
They say we will make further adjustments should this challenging area continue to prove excessively difficult. Bum bum ba bum.
I think they said something about adding the pit as well.
They did say that, although it doesn't really say that in...
Yeah, that was supposed to be in it when the expansion came out. I mean,
yeah, I know.
What is it? It's been a year?
A year and a month?
A year and some change. Yeah, some change, man.
It's like that's a buck 50.
It's okay.
It's been like a buck 35, and we still ain't got it.
About Naja, I've been trying to figure out how in the world I could teleport, or not teleport, but the thing from any town to go to Whitegate.
Oh yeah, that's
it's a quest.
I started it with Naja, and now I know exactly what Chin means about Naja now because I finally found her. and she
she's really mean. I don't like her, but you know what?
I don't like her now.
I think Fusion may or may not be the farthest into the Otagon missions among us.
Says, I believe he is, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, he's finished the one at this point.
He says that
Naja
does.
The one behind him.
He says that Naja does, in fact, warm up to you toward the end of the.
Yeah, because she wants your money
and your life.
That's
after
the whole point.
Missions, she finally warms up to you. Oh, that's
nice.
Yeah,
you're a merc. She wants your money.
You're a merc, son.
You're a street soldier. She wants your money. Well, no. Chinch is a thug. Mercs.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't give her a whip instead of a giant mace.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, she's
I'd be a bit more concerned about a giant mace than a whip, honestly.
Giant enemy.
I would
Naja.
Too. All right. Let's keep going. They will be doing the night. We'll do Nizel Isle investigation adjustments, and basically what they're saying is that the highest floor you've investigated in Nizel Isle will be deleted after defeating the monsters on floor 100. I've never really done that, so I'm not really sure what the heck they're talking about. But
I've done a couple of Nizel Isle assaults, and I've never gotten past the fifth floor. So
I'm on
I'm
on floor like 50, or actually no, 60 now, but that's going with somebody else. But you have to clear every 5 floors, and then you can start from those floors basically to keep going up, and you can fight the notorious monsters on those floors, and that's where you get the drops from. But apparently on floor 100, which, you know, I have nothing, you know, no information whatsoever about that floor. If after you beating it, like, I guess you just start back over floor 1, but the armor pieces rate will increase to 100%. Every time you defeat a notorious monster, you know, a piece of armor drops, but, you know, it's not certain if it drops or not. But I guess, I don't know. If it's 100%, it drops, you might get something cool. If they can get a Kraken Club to drop from there, I'll be all over that thing.
Oh. Dude, I want a Kraken Club.
No.
Yeah. I want to be a Kraken Club wielding paladin.
I'm going to beat your face in.
Yeah, I think the Kraken Club only goes for like 20 mil on my server.
It's
what?
It's 50 mil right now at Auction House. I saw an asking street price of 80 mil a couple days ago, I believe.
Asking street price? Asking, what is
it? I guess that's the current price. That's what I go by on the server. Anybody on Bahamut, if you're interested or if you know any information, tell me because, you know, I want
If anybody would like to give me a free Kraken Club, let me know because, that'd be cool. All right. Moving
I
right
would
along.
If I got one, which I probably would never get one because I'd die in like one hit.
If Square Enix decided to just drop a Kraken Club in my mailbox, that'd be cool. I promise I won't say anything. I won't say anything to anybody. All right. Move on to the next bit. They are doing an adjustment to the Chocobo Hot and Cold game. Now, my question is, has anybody ever played the Hot and Cold game?
Dude, I don't even own a Chocobo anymore. I let my Chocobo eat the dust. I mean, it was just so much a waste of time.
Yeah, I retired my second Chocobo.
I let mine die.
See, something like this is one of those topics where, like, I'd be like, Fusion, talk about this. Because
yeah,
because like,
Fusion
sure,
has done the Chocobo Hot and Cold
King. Yeah, I know he has.
Of course
but,
he has.
Basically, what they're saying is they're saying after playing the hot and cold game, or resting your chocobo for 36 hours after playing the chocobo hot and cold game, it'll allow you to dig twice more, as will increase your chances to hit the jackpot next time you play the game.
Nice.
That's cool. Also, they're adding chocobucks. It says a new reward will soon be available in the form of vouchers that can be exchanged for chocobucks.
Chocobucks.
chocobucks are varying with the difficulty of the area. The vouchers will always be found inside the treasure chest in addition to the standard rewards. So, chocobucks, cool.
Dude, that's lame. Just give me Gil.
Yes.
Please. It's like Monopoly money. You can only spend it in the game. I mean, I want Gil.
I want to buy a hotel. Whoever lands in it, you're screwed.
You like go to your mailbox outside and there's like an envelope from Square Enix with like $2 bills in it. And you're like, sweet, chocobucks.
Yeah,
sweet chocobucks.
Sweet chocobucks. All right. The next, and one of the biggest things about the update, and sure we'll talk about it quite a bit here, is they are changing or nerfing, quote unquote, the limit break quests.
Yeah, I think that's gonna go over, you know, a little bit better than the chocobucks.
Yeah, well, okay, basically what they're saying is...
Well, it definitely is going to go over better than their new cereal, Choco Krispies.
Choco
Krispies!
That's my favorite cereal.
Choco Krispies.
Go-go, a Choco, a Krispies.
Choco Krispies.
Choco Krispies. Choco Krispies!
Square Enix cereal. With vitamins and minerals.
With vitamin Gil.
With Gil marshmallow pieces.
No, it's with Gil cellar marshmallows.
Watch out for updates.
And now new in every box, a Gil cellar voodoo doll.
I would take one.
Yay!
Hold on.
Voodoo.
I buy those. I have a serious question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
If you were walking in your grocery store and you saw, like, you know, Final Fantasy XI Moogle cereal, wouldn't you buy it?
You'd better believe it, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I could tell you that I've thought about seriously eating my Moogle. I'm just wondering what kind of, like, stat increases that would give.
Pom-pom. Like a cheerleader stat increase. I don't know.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, you know, like, the Moogle rod gives you a Moogle pie. It gives you a Moogle pie, which is like a +1 every stat. Mm-hmm. What if you just ate the whole Moogle?
Wow.
It's gonna be like a +10.
I think only Yakas can do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, possibly.
Yeah, they can only eat raw meat. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Moogle steak.
Moogle steak.
Moogle back ribs.
There's an idea for you, Square. Make some Moogle cereal. That'd be kind of sweet. All right. Anyways, as far as the limit break quests, they will be. Dropping the rate, drop rates for the quests for like the 50 and 55 cap quests will be improved. So like if you go to get your ancient papyrus. Or whatever, your bomb coal or ash or whatever it is, and what was it, the X-ray mold,
yeah.
All that stuff will be easier to get now.
I always got really lucky with that. It took me like 15 minutes total to get all three.
I'd be down
there. The bomb ash has always been a pretty huge drop. The other two, especially the papyrus, that's always been the bad drops. I have no problem with that. The problem I have is with the 55 mission. Hmm. They're going to make it possible for a party of 651s,
yeah, that's right.
I believe, to complete it. I have a serious issue with that, and that's because I've been playing
some serious nerfing, because those monsters are pretty tough.
Oh,
yeah, I mean,
the hound and all those different.
Been
yeah.
The same
wow.
Difficulty level since Zilliart came out. Why do they gotta adjust it now?
Because there's less people starting to play and more people that are at 75.
And I will say the same thing I said to Squig earlier. It's come to my attention that less and less and less people in Final Fantasy are helping each other.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's absolutely nothing in this game that you can go and do by yourself. I mean, you can, unless you're a Beastmaster or a Dragoon or certain other jobs, you can't level by yourself efficiently.
You know what? We need to change that, dude. We need to start the Pet Food Alpha Help Initiative, where everybody takes, like, an hour a day, or an hour a week
day.
Even, just to help go into, not an hour a day, maybe just an hour a week, go into Juno, and just help somebody do something.
Yeah, but that's five people, and there's still at least thousands and thousands upon thousands of people that still play this game, dude.
I'm talking about not just us. I'm talking about everybody.
An initiative to all the users of Final Fantasy.
But fellow fans, your mission, should you choose to accept it, help people. Personally,
I can still see Stake again with the red cape on. Like, Stake to the rescue.
Go help him out. Go help him out. And when they go, thanks a lot for helping me, dude. That was awesome. Tell them, go listen to Pet Food Alpha.
Oh, this is quite delayed, but actually, I still have a contact at Foos, and this is for live from the spot. He actually has an opinion about the hot and cold Chocobo game, and from what he says, it's nice to see that they're adding new things that probably many will not use.
That sounds like something Fusion would say. That, so.
Yeah,
definitely. Wait, I thought this whole episode was supposed to be anti-Fusion involvement. I thought that was the plan, and we totally just, like... Tyken totally took that away.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of probably Fusion called X, it the background.
Speaking of Fusion X, actually, I kind of understand how he felt about the whole COP nerf.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the way I feel about this whole limit break nerf. Mm. I feel that it's taken away.
From... It's, you know what? It's these not these people's fault.
Because it's something that's been around for a long time, and a lot of people, all of us, got through that limit break mission without any nerf.
Right.
Still, but true. there's so many endgame people that they don't even go to Juno. Think about the average person, like level 50, like they're gonna have their home point in, like, you know, Juno.
You can easily get Whitegate.
Never gonna.
You can easily get Whitegate access at level 50.
Imagine all the people.
But that's not the point. The point is that you're not gonna party out there, so you're gonna be looking in Juno. That's where you're gonna live.
I seriously.
In theory, the thing is the cap quests are like a rite of passage.
Exactly.
All of them are.
Right.
You know, you only have to do it once. Like, if you had to do it all the time,
it sucks.
Making it easier would.
Yeah,
be,
if you had to do it for every job, I mean, I would understand. But you know, right. That's not.
And
the case.
I also, on the other hand, I can understand, like, going down into the freaking necropolis and, you know, trying to farm a papyrus, or however you pronounce it, for like 6 hours and not getting it. But you know what? The thing is, today, Junior.
Yeah. What was that stuttering, dude? You never stutter. That was
weird. I call it papyrus. Okay. Someone
negative. It's papyrus.
It's papyrus.
I had been, you know, misinformed, so, but it's all good. So we can
I think that would be an understatement,
wait,
but
you know
okay.
What, too? Like the NMs, the ones, where are they, in Zarkabard?
Yeah.
The tigers?
Mm.
Like, okay, they're difficult, but when you bring an alliance of 75s, it's a joke. It's like
Well, duh. What can't you bring an alliance to 75 too, and it'd be
a
joke?
You know what? It wasn't even like that. It wasn't even that hard. Like, when I did it, it was like I had 175.
So all you need is a party of people your level.
You think they're encouraging people to go?
Party of five.
You know what? People need to learn how to kill stuff at that
level. Hey guys.
Because dynamics in parties change, and
you can do it with an alliance of 60s or 55s and 60s. That's how I got mine done.
Right.
I didn't even have that
many
people.
So now you don't need an alliance.
I had two level 75 people.
But you're gonna have to learn to work in alliances anyway when you get to endgame. It's just one stepping stone.
Yeah, and that's in what, 15 levels. That's
the
same amount of XP it took you to get there. If there's not the same amount of people that are leveling through to 75, then it shouldn't be as hard as it is when the game is started and it's made for everyone to have to go through that.
Like, but they're spending all their time nerfing every single thing in Final Fantasy XI to make it easier.
No
and
way.
I mean, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
They should
draw the line somewhere,
instead of spending
like
time. Instead of spending time trying to make the entire game easier, why don't on the next expansion, why don't you guys put some more things in that you can go do by yourself? They can still be difficult. By all means, make them somewhat difficult, but make it to where the casual player who doesn't have time to sit in Juno or to sit in the Otter Gun for an hour and a half looking for a party and still get online and still get something done.
Mm.
That's my major, major beef with Final Fantasy right now.
Do you know one of the things I thought about on that same topic, Kieran, is like the whole crafting system, mm-hmm. and you can obviously craft if you get on and you don't feel like looking for a party, you just want to do something yourself. But the thing is like anything that you put into crafting, unless you're really high level, is just an investment. You're basically just throwing it down the drain for the hope for a future profit.
It depends on how you do the crafting too.
It does, and it depends on what craft that you're in. It depends on a bunch of different things, but maybe reworking some of the ways that you do crafting.
Personally, or making the items more easier items to that get, you maybe. Craft with should be available by NPCs.
Yes, that's right, what I'm saying. Right. That way, if, like for cooking, for example, like, finding like,
royal
know, like
jelly onions. Is a huge example of that. Jelly is an X item that you have to farm yourself because you can't give it to people. You can't sell it on the auction house. Mm-hmm. You have to farm it yourself. There's no way around it. That's a pain. I don't know any other thing for any other craft that's like that. I'm not a cook, but. I think it's stupid.
I cook, and it's really annoying because those, the either CGFs or whatever they're called, they're always there. They pop up at the store, mm-hmm. in Wendy, and they just pop there, buy everything out of the store, and then they log off like they're robots.
Yeah, I had that problem.
I don't even get anything.
When I was leveling Ranger and I was making all my own arrows, I would go to Sandoria, to the guild there, and try to buy arrowwood lumber. And literally, I would be there when the shop opened, and 2 seconds after the shop opened, all the arrowwood lumber's gone. I was like, how is that possible?
Yeah, I know.
I've been playing games for years. I got some fast fingers, man, but you can't know. You can't trick me. There is some programming involved in that, son. You can't tell me there's somebody out there
with
acne and Coke bottle glasses that has faster your fingers than I do. I mean, it just doesn't work that way.
I had the same problem with cobalt jellyfish when I was leveling my low-level alchemy. I would go to the fishing guild to try to buy, cobalt jellyfish to craft with, and the minute they opened, they'd be sold out.
Mm-hmm. Dude, cobalt jellyfish are, like, ridiculously easy to fish. Like,
oh, yeah, right they are. Yeah.
I only fish, and that's all I do, so I don't know.
That's all you end up getting. All right, well, I guess we're getting a little bit off topic. Okay, so that kind of takes us a little bit off topic, but so I guess we'll move along.
Yes.
Okay, last week on the show, we talked about the Final Fantasy XI fan festival.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple days later, Square finally came out and announced that that was actually happening. So we were kind of ahead of the beat on that one, which was really cool. But we have identified a bunch of people that will be going to the fan festival, including...
Dun-ska-da-da!
Kieran, you going?
As far as I know.
Kieran's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, actually, I haven't yet to register. I have full intentions of going.
Register fast.
For those who keep up...
better do it real quick, man.
Well, I've got some real-life stuff happening, so... I'll get to that when I get to endgame.
He's like, I got some real stuff going on, so don't sweat me.
Don't sweat me, son. Well, actually, I guess I could. Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll mention an endgame because that's kind of endgame, out of game kind of stuff going on, and I'll talk about it then.
Fusion X will be also going. Taken, our friend here, will be attending.
That's right.
Taken.
Taken.
Whatever.
Burn. Your mispronunciations make it where I can't sleep at night.
I'm so sorry.
God, he's gone. Taken.
All right, moving on.
I had a smart retort, but I'm gonna keep it to myself. Chinchilla could possibly be going.
Yes, I might. Maybe.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Steak will not be going, unfortunately.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. I have a baby.
Did you just talk about yourself in third person?
Yes, he did.
Steak will not be going. Steak has no reason to go to the fan festival.
Yeah, I will not be going, unfortunately. I really.
Who is
the
steak, yeah?
Who is the steak person? I'd like to meet him. I like steak and waffles.
I have my next baby in the drawer that will be due in the first week of November.
Oh, lol.
We gotta get him in another drawer.
Yeah, so that's why I cannot be attending. If I did not have that, I would be there. But
well, hey, honestly, that's nobody's fault but your own, man.
Ooh. Stepping up. Are you gonna step up?
Dude, that wasn't meant to be mean. That was the truth.
Wow, I think Steak's wife might have something to say about that.
Well, no, it's definitely his. He definitely had a lot to do with it.
All right, let's continue with the
Should
fan
have
festival.
Thought about having kids when you heard the fan festival's coming up. I'm telling you. How dare you have
so
children?
Horrible.
How dare you?
Oh, how dare
wow.
me?
I'm kidding, man.
Don't
I'm
reproduce
kidding.
Anymore.
I would like to.
I can't believe you just said reproduce.
Who uses that?
Okay, Grams.
Who says that?
Be fruitful and
multiply. I would okay. like to apologize to the Final Fantasy XI community
for procreating with my wife.
Moving
nobody uses
right along.
Either.
Fusion's gonna listen to this episode and be like, "Oh my god, I'm never leaving ever again."
The fan festival will be giving you the details as they happen on the website when the fan festival is going on.
That's
so
right.
Fusion
well, that's
will have
the idea.
All of his gear there, and he will be announcing stuff on the beat as they happen. It should be very, very cool to have those people there. I've heard a bunch of people in the community out there in the forums and stuff are going.
I'll be in the same airplane as Fusion. So
and
hopefully.
You know what I would really like to see?
Yeah.
And I want to maybe put a plan together and see if it's possible, but I'd like to see everybody that listens to Pet Food Alpha that posts on our forums going to everybody that is going to the fan festival is going wearing a PFA t-shirt. Mm. That's what I would like to see.
That's right.
Yeah, well you gotta get me one first, man.
Well, I have one old one that has Be the Gamer on it, so I don't know what I'm gonna do with that one yet.
Remake.
I do have another t-shirt design. There is new t-shirts that are being made.
Right.
So maybe I don't know. It you know we'll see. Maybe I could just give away a whole bunch of T-shirts. I'd like to see a bunch of people walking in there looking like a fifth grade field trip with like Pet Food Alpha T-shirts everywhere.
Don't forget the little hello. My name is.
Yeah. Dude, maybe we could make Pet Food Alpha like stickers like that. That would be
Pet
so
Food
cool.
Alpha the name sticker.
Hello, my name is. All right, so stay tuned for more information on that. My predictions is that is going to be really cool. They're going to announce all the new stuff about the Wings of the Goddess, including the new jobs. Oh,
or at least
I'm
one
just
of them,
like beside
they'll
myself in excitement.
One of them.
Yeah,
what's
probably
that?
One.
Choco Knight.
Maybe they'll
just
even
go, lol.
Time Mage.
They might like. If you look at the last festival that they had, they announced two of the jobs before this festival even started, and they announced the last one at the festival. So they might do something like that. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But actually, since the actual expansion is supposed to come out in winter. Or at the end of this year, November 15th through the 17th. Yeah, that's getting pretty close. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll have all of the information on it, and we'll be just like so excited. Ugh, I wish I could be there.
Yeah, 3 months, right?
Two.
Well,
next time, Gadget. I'll get you next time.
I'll look at you next time, Gadget.
Next time.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I'm what? Always on duty. All right.
Oh God. Wow, and now starring Kieran as Dr. Claw and Steak as Inspector Gadget. Pet Food Alpha Gadget.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
So Pet Food Alpha will have a presence at the fan festival.
Slightly.
And,
that is awesome.
In the next couple of weeks, I'll look into maybe getting a whole bunch of t-shirts made, so if you are going to the fan festival, you can be wearing a t-shirt
and other things as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. There's something working in the background, and I haven't really announced it yet. But you'll see it soon.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Sierra, a couple weeks ago, I guess it was like last episode or whatnot, or maybe two episodes ago, I asked all the staff about sending me their, I guess character pictures, but I believe it's going to be turning into some sort of a posterish product that we may be handing out at the fan festival. So stay tuned.
That'd be so sweet.
I posted some things on the forums about it, but I'm not going to be showing any pictures until I have it almost close to finish, and hopefully I can have that done within the next 2 months.
You see how we give you the biscuit? See how
do you see the biscuit?
Do you see when we serve you the biscuit there?
Alright, our final bit of site news is this. This Wednesday, which will be August 8th, mm-hmm. we will be upgrading the forums to PHPBBRC4, which means it's just basically a newer version of the forums that we're using, and we're doing that so that we can address some minor issues that we've been looking at, and the only impact that that will really have is that the forums will be unavailable from about 6 p.m. Actually, that'll be like 7 p.m. Eastern until 8 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
So, like, you know, that's it. But we're telling you in advance that that'll happen, and we will have a backup of the forums in case Tyken decides to nuke everything by accident.
By accident.
Anyways, so that's that. So Wednesday, be looking for forums unavailable or something like that. Right?
Right.
Cool. And in the meantime, you can check out myffxi.com.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I actually made myself a page on myffxi.com.
I already did.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's really cool. It's something different, you know, that
it's
we
like
haven't
MySpace.
Seen before.
I love
this
site.
It is like MySpace. I encourage everyone to go out and check it out. And Yousef and all those guys over there will very much appreciate it. So,
if you want, you can... Put yourself on my friends list. I'm more than happy as long as you say something about Pet Food Alpha.
Me too. So yeah, those guys are cool over there. They are one of our affiliates, so we encourage you to check them out. That should bring us into our end game, correct? If I am not mistaken.
Indeed.
Indeed.
If I am indeed not mistaken.
If I am not mistaken,
well, that would take us into our in-game. Kate.
Yes?
What have you been doing in-game this past week?
Tell us a little bit about your character first.
Other than dancing.
Right.
What?
Other than dancing, what have you been doing in-game?
Like your main job, what level it is, what you know.
Okay, Kate is a fantastic...
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
You like long walks along the beach.
Okay, I'm scared. How in the world did you know my dad plays?
Whoa.
Wait a second. What?
I'm scared.
Creepy.
But,
my dad
is a level 75 white, and I am level 45 white.
Oh, nice.
My
it's
sub
a
is very gimmicky.
Affair.
Shut up.
Oh,
anyway.
Somebody plays the game.
Anyway, what I do, I did unlock Garuda, because I wanted to help my friends, and they asked if I could help, and I offered, but I haven't been on much lately, because I've been really busy getting ready for school and junk. Stinks.
Now, tell us about what server are you on? Oh, I already said you're on Kajada. Tell us what other family members play the game.
Okay, you already know, but my half sister, her boyfriend, my half brother, his wife.
Whoa.
It's a
my
family.
Dad and my
his
dad
his wife
and
girlfriend.
Oh, snap.
We all have the same
I thought, so, I thought that was totally fascinating that like everybody plays Final Fantasy.
Hey, are you all on Kujata or are y'all on different servers?
Actually, yes, we are. As a matter of fact,
that's cool.
My half sister got my dad into the game with my half brother, but then my half brother stopped to play retarded WoW, which I'm gonna. Thank God he got back to Final Fantasy.
Y'all cut that out.
Bum, 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 bum.
What?
Nothing. Chocolate rain!
Oh no, no, please don't start that. No! Please, God.
No!
Oh no.
But, we, yeah, he got back to, Final Fantasy. He is now, he had to restart his character because he got deleted, evidently, because he must not have been paying.
Lame.
That's usually what happens if you stop paying.
Indeed it does.
Indeed.
Oh, you no pay us no more? We kill your character, he die.
No more. I've had my character totally deleted several times.
Same.
Did you have to call him and say, give me my character back?
No, man. I just, I put my Play Online ID back in and said, okay, here's a brand new spanking credit card. And they're like, sweet.
So they just gave it back to
me. Like, give us your money. We want your money now.
You know what? Actually, go ahead.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yeah.
My dad pays for basically everything.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
He pays for my account. Yeah.
So what if I want to play Final Fantasy? Gosh.
You're just mad because they've been talking to Hot Mithra online all day.
Oh my goodness.
Oh god.
I don't even want to know.
Please stop.
I really don't want to know.
Please stop.
On the same line as the losing your character thing, you know, I was predicting that they would do the Return Home to Vanadeel event this year, but they haven't done it yet, and I was wondering, like, that's when, like, if you quit the game a long time ago and, like, you know, you deleted your character or whatever, you could, like, there's a service where you could come back and get your character back and everything back, and you could continue playing. Mm-hmm. They usually did it in like March. And back in March, I was like, oh, they might do it again. But they haven't done it yet. So I'm wondering, like, are they going to do that? Maybe they'll do it after.
They might do it again. Seriously.
What are they doing? Maybe they'll do it after the Summerfest or the Sunbreeze Festival.
Because the Sunbreeze Festival is so awesome.
Dude, it is. Shut up.
I wasn't being sarcastic. Okay. There's a little bit of sincerity in there.
Only a little bit, though.
Smidgen.
Yeah, a smidgen, exactly.
All right.
Hey, Tyken, don't be giving me that XD. I see that.
Hey.
He gave me the close-eyed smiley face in chat. I'm like, what? What did I do?
It was the gave you the text version of bum bum ba bum.
All
right. Moving right along.
Every time we do that, it reminds me of the monkey.
The what?
The monkey. The.
Oh.
Monkey.
Chin's monkey.
Oh.
Chin is a monkey.
Exactly.
I love monkeys. I love monkeys. Monkey's my favorite.
Sounds like Birdo. Yeah. Birdo more like.
Alright. Hey, is that all you've been doing?
Yeah. And when I, like, it's funny because when I talk to my dad at, like, at dinner, when we're talking about when we're talking about 11. My sister and my mom are, like, so clueless. And they're like, okay. And then they talk about something else over top of us so we can't hear ourselves sing.
So, dearie, how was your lunch? I fed my chocobo some rice. Yes,
some bob carrots and, you know.
Rice-a-roni.
And they tell us to speak English. And
Hamburger
we never
helper.
Speak English to them, evidently.
Like
no, hey, next time they say speak English, that's when you say, no, JP Henry.
I can attest to that.
This is JP Onry Party. You must be out.
Hey, actually, the backstory on this was I was in Juneau one day. This is how I met Kate. I was making Thriller. And I wanted a shot where you actually see in the video where three Taros are doing the Sandorian salute.
Yeah,
for those of you that don't know, there are different salutes for the three different cities that you
are
in.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So I needed Taros to do that, and she responded and said that she was, you know, from Sandoria and stuff, and she was with these other two dudes. And
Taros
from
Sandoria. And Taru win.
Realistically, the Elvan used to be slaves to the Taros, so, you know, if you want to go back into that.
Let the stake talk.
Anyways, It took a really long time to get that what was it?
The clip.
10 seconds, maybe.
Yeah, I know. We had so much issue getting us three in order.
I'm like, okay, everybody.
To do it at the same time.
They had to do everything at the same time.
And we kept doing the wrong
stuff. The funny thing is, when you're doing emotes, you know, it might look perfect on one person's screen, but not on another person's screen,
right?
Because of lag.
Synchronized.
So I don't know, that was an undertaking, and it took just hours. But it was worth it because you have those dancing Tarus.
And he said he wanted boy Sandorian Tarus, and evidently he must have thought I was a guy.
Oof.
No, I didn't say I was.
Katie, he must have thought I was a guy. But anyway, because I had to do when I did like when I did what was that emote? Was it HUH? Was it huh? Or something. It was something where I did my hands up and they went the boys went down with their hands with the Tarus. Yeah, ours was opposite. So that made me feel bad because I didn't
matter.
Know.
It didn't matter because it worked in the video.
Like, yeah, and then it just so happens I was first and then like for the fingers, the pointing. Yeah. But I love that video. I watch it like every day. And then
I'm sorry to hear that.
I showed my family and I showed them and I'm like, that's me. And I showed my friend too and she was like freaked out at by me because I was like scaring
that's
her.
That's kind of weird. Okay. Tyken. Oh gosh.
You said it before I could even say anything.
That's
man,
right.
So.
You brought it upon yourself.
I call you Taken because Fusion calls you Taken.
Just say Ty. Ty. That works too.
Okay, Ty. Right,
I ain't Taiwanese, but I Ty, so I Ty.
Ty.
Ty. What have you been doing in-game?
I've been helping some of my friends get around the game. Mr. Coffee actually got a joy use. And we had to do his...
I hate him now.
He got his... he had to do that one fight for that one weapon skill. I'm not really, you know... In tune
sword
with,
one?
Yeah, sword one. I don't know what the heck it was.
Savage Blade?
Savage Blade, yes. We did that. We broke his trial. That was me, him, and myself.
When did y'all do that? Did you do that?
I think like a couple days ago. Probably.
That's the one thing that's keeping me from doing Red Mage Artifact.
Oof.
Is the fact that I have Savage Blade flagged. And I don't want to start over again because I already broke the sword. I just need to fight.
Well, we did that fight. I was there with Fooz and with my Black Mage as well. We did that fight. And let's see here. I merited for a little bit. I actually got another devotion up. So now it's 15 minutes recast. Kind of sucks how much it costs, though. In other news, let's see here. Did a little bit of Sky. I got a Suzaku Scythe, a D Abjuration Hands, and an A Abjuration Legs for my Black Mage. It kind of creeps me out because I already have, like, I guess, a piece of dark... you know, relic gear. It's just sitting there in my mannequin and, you know, nothing more. I'm just staring at it, so I guess I'll have to level that someday. And, let's see here. What else is there? I did a Nizul. We started on floor 47 or something like that. Then my other guy's like, oh, I have more tokens. Let's do level 56. Like that. So we did that. No drops whatsoever. They were all stingy. Just the question mark box, some other question mark items.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, Coffee and I started lighting up random mobs for like 3 hours.
Nice.
That's about it.
Shout out to Coffee. Woo! Mm-hmm. I don't even really know him, but I've heard a lot about him, so.
He's a cool guy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
He, and I'll probably have to Galco this out later, he brews that.
I was
waiting for somebody to say something.
Mm-hmm. That's live from Bahamut, and that's what I've been doing, I guess.
Then
hey,
he said,
if you know anybody
Whoa.
Else that's doing Savage Blade, please let me know, because I need that.
I am trying to break in my weapon.
Well, you don't count. You're not on Bahamut. Thank you.
Bum, 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 bum.
You're smart if you know how to
Who
do
will
it.
Be next?
I'll go next.
Steak. Oh. Never mind, not steak.
All right,
okay.
So go for it.
You're not steak. All right,
anyways. Since we recorded, what was it, last Friday?
Right.
I guess I got to go through the stuff that I did that weekend and this week. We did a whole bunch of god fights last weekend. We got 2 Hayadates and one set of Zenith Mitts, which went to this guy who had been waiting for 2 years to get his mitts. So, you know, I wasn't all that disappointed that I didn't get them. So I think I'm
waiting 2 years to get his mitts on those mitts.
The next day we did a Kirin and got W legs and a sewn. So, let's see.
Nice.
I wasn't really on all that much this week. My husband started a new job, and basically I've been spending all the time that he's been home with him, and so kind of the game's been kind of on the back burner. But,
gotta do that sometime, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the Final Fantasy XI cardinal rule. You can't break it.
Friday, we cleared Sacrarium.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And there's some guys on my group that wanted to shout out, so I gotta shout out to Dark Avatar. Thanks a lot for helping me with he's been helping me and Goku and Lazzarini with our missions.
Word.
And yeah, he is the suicidal ranger that I mentioned at a previous episode.
Huh?
And he really is. And he's also an HQ black mage. He's very, very good at what he does. He's a
HQ, huh?
Oh,
he's one of the few humans I know that can actually beat Taru Taru damage a lot of times. So, ooh, you know.
Wow.
Hats off to him. Okay, Dark, there's your shout out. Anyways.
Shout out.
Anyways, Clear Sacrarium, and then we did a Dynamis Valkyrum run. Once again, we wiped the final boss, but this time we got him to 20%, so next time I think we'll have him.
Good.
It's a Marlboro, and he has an extremely bad breath move that if you're in his range, it'll KO you.
Wow.
Really?
It's horrible.
Some Tic Tacs.
Yeah, basically.
I think Paladin gets that job ability.
Squigglicious, yeah.
Steak uses
cat.
Mentos, the fresh cat. Maker.
Mentos.
Do 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 do.
Doesn't matter what comes, fresh goes better in life. Fresh and full of life.
Boom.
Okay, sorry.
Nothing gets to you.
Staying fresh and cool.
When the dust fresh and full of life.
Oh, God.
She's trying to hit the high notes there.
Fresh goes better. Fresh goes better.
Yeah, I'm scared now.
Anyways. Back from these commercials.
Also got Squiggly's Warrior to 37, so I'm finally done with that.
Nice.
Had some horrible parties along the way. We had this one dude. I guess he hasn't been on the game all that long, but he was an extremely stupid white mage. And to the point where I stopped having fun because I dragged Oshi's character there, so I was dual boxing him, PLing me, and that is not fun. I don't like dual boxing at all. But it got me 37, so I'm done with Warrior for Squiggly, so I can concentrate on getting Paladin to at least 51 or 52, do my limit break 2, and then go from there. So looking forward to Prami Vassiel next week. I'm just getting further and further into COP, and it's kind of cool. So that's it for me.
Cool. I want to finish COP.
Yeah, take me along, too.
It's a lot of fun. I think
got a really cool storyline.
Some of the best cutscenes thus far for me happen inside Sacrarium.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Once you finish the mission, once you're inside, there's like this door that you have to unlock. Once you unlock that door, you'll see some killer cutscenes. Trust me.
Since we're on the topic of Promafia, what is that zombie person thingy? That kid that's a zombie-looking thing that scared the crap out of me?
Oh, that's the Ignomatic Youth.
Yeah.
The what?
Ignomatic Youth.
Wow, dude, we are the king of spoiling, like, storyline.
I sure don't mind.
The Ignomatic Youth. Dude, if that ruins a storyline for someone...
That doesn't ruin the storyline.
The Ignomatic Youth.
Oh my god, my life is over! I don't know his name!
I don't know
I'm just saying, man, we give away more details in this show than any show I've ever heard.
No. Ignamec doesn't say anything about him.
No, not at all.
Except that he's just
an
Steak, you'll just have to tell me later.
I don't know. I'm not far enough in the... I'm not far enough in to know who he is.
My friend was telling me how to start the quest so I could do the promies, even though I haven't beat a single one yet, which is really annoying. But he told me how to start it, and I was on the phone with him at the time, and I screamed so loud he didn't know what was wrong. He thought I was dying or something. Because that thing scared the crap out of me. Yeah. What?
You like zone into like Delphoots, and you get this random like long cutscene. You're like, whoa!
Cutscenes. No, I met the zombie kid from the beginning quest.
Whoever he is, he's pretty cool.
He's pretty scary, might I add.
He is scary, but he's still
He'll get less scary as the story goes on.
Yeah, I'm
all
right, sure.
But that's all we'll say about that. He's enigmatic and he's
what does that mean though?
It's enigmatic. Enigmatic.
Yeah, enigmatic, yes.
I mean, he's my talk, yo.
He's an enigma. That means he's puzzling or he's a puzzle.
He's puzzling and confusing, therefore not much is known about him, therefore enigmatic.
Yo, you ain't gonna judge us.
All right, Merriam-Webster.
Yo, you can't judge me, B.
I went to college.
Who's that?
Mang?
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure if you all know, but from now on, Steak is the oracle of useless knowledge.
Kate will randomly get on Skype and she'll be like, "Hey, Steak, I need to know the answer to this really, really random question."
Because like, I called him one day and asked him what this certain song was. He knew the song, what the song was called, who made it, and when it was made. It was really old. Canon.
If there was
indeed.
Such a thing as Final Fantasy XI Jeopardy, Steak would be like the.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that was
incorrect.
Final Fantasy. Alex Trebek is a noob.
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
Was that an honest question on the show?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that
Dude,
was.
Alex Trebek
was like,
is a noob.
It was like Junior Jeopardy or something like that.
Yeah,
it's like
the kids are
Promethea?
Like,
noob.
Yeah, Promethea.
Noob.
Boo.
Promethea.
Who's next?
Kieran.
Okay,
or
Kieran,
Chin,
go.
You go. Sorry. Ladies foist.
Okay, so when did we record last? Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday.
Okay, so that means... On Sunday, we did Jailer of Hope.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we won.
Very cool.
Yay.
The twerk if it dropped, but it didn't drop.
Oh,
darn. It's okay. So then, I was just happy to kill it. So Sunday, we did Sky. We just did two Karens. We got an Asode, which went to Lakota.
Word up, Lakota.
Congratulations.
A pole, two end bodies, and I think that's it.
What is the ancient proverb as far as the pole is concerned? It's like sometimes you get really good stuff and sometimes you just get the pole.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's Kieran, right?
LOL.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with me. Not
we
that
had a lot
Kieran.
Of fun.
More different, Kieran.
So that means Tuesday we did Dynamis. We did Bastok. We got three Samurai Hands, which is crazy because that's like a really good piece.
Fusion be like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
We went to, we got Paladin, we got Thief, Red Mage, and Dark. So we had a really good run. Only one 100 piece, but whatever. That's pretty cool.
Hey, rather have one than none.
Yeah.
So then Wednesday did Limbus, finished up an Ultima pop set, and then Thursday we didn't really do anything. Everyone was kind of tired. Friday and Saturday we never do anything. So then today is Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we had our first attempt at Ultima, and we totally owned it. Like, it was amazing. I was really, you know, you get worried because he does like this Citadel Buster move when he's under 20%, and it totally just annihilates everyone. What
Citadel Buster? Like,
you gotta know who's got hate because he'll draw you in, and then everyone else runs away, and that one person dies, and then you run back and you keep killing him, and then he'll do it again, but he'll do like a countdown, so it'll be like, it'll just say 30. So you know you got 30 seconds till this is going off.
Oh, wow.
And then I think it says it does it again at 15, and then like 10, and then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And like you have to be so far away. And I was just really surprised. We did really, really well. We got the head and the feet, which was
nice.
Cool. But
nice.
Obviously I wanted the legs, but... It didn't drop, but that's okay. It was just cool to have like a first kill under our belts, so we know we can do it. You know.
Yay!
I mean, you hear of Goodling Shell's still getting a lot of trouble from this, so that was fun. And then
we did great. Yay!
Jailer of Prudence, which finished up our Jailer of.
Whoa, was that a yawn?
My bad. I'm sorry.
That was a good one, though, man. I was like...
I'll just stop talking.
No, please continue.
Hey, talk to Squig. She yawned. The rest of us are wide and dandy, man.
It's been crazy all week, so it has nothing to do with you.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever, son.
Dude, I'll fight you.
Was this the noise you heard?
That's just
it was something like that.
Yeah, that was me.
That's funny.
Oh, never mind. I'm placing blame on the wrong people, man.
Yeah, no.
Fly on to the
show. It was like a gasp, I guess you could say.
No, that's a gasp. It was decidedly a yawn. I heard a yawn.
Chilla, please continue.
I heard a yawn. All right, continue.
Just continue with the conversation.
All right, continue, please.
Moving right along.
Okay. Yeah. So we decided to fight Jailer of Prudence so we could finish up our Jailer of Love pop set, which we'll do next week because we won. We got full drops. We got the Torque and the Rod and the Virtue.
Nice.
And it's really cool because we just picked up a Kraken Dark in our Link Shell. And the Torque is something like Intelligence plus 5, Club Skill plus 7, and Great Sword Skill plus 7. So regardless, it's like a Dark Knight Torque. So
yeah.
So that was awesome. We got to give him something right off the bat. I've been doing some, what is it called? ISNMs. Nothing really good drops. I just send all the stuff to my mule and sell it from there. But, you know, it's easy. It's cheap. You don't have to, like, save up seals. You just have to merit every once in a while. And you can get, like, Chroma Ore, which sells for a lot, because that's what you use to upgrade some of the salvage gear. Other than that, nothing really, just getting excited about next Sunday, because we're going to try Jailer of Love, which will be crazy.
Oh yeah.
Sweet!
Nice.
Good luck.
That's it. Thanks, Doc.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Jailer of Love.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. Did I tell you, Chin, when I first saw you on, you didn't respond, but the first time I saw you on, I got on my one level 1 character and went all the way to the dunes, because you were in the dunes. I saw you standing there, and then a gob hit me and killed me.
Lol.
Right next to you!
I'm, that's so funny. You know, the funny part is I probably, like, laughed. Like, I was probably like, lol, noob. Like, is this noob?
No, it's the one that I, it was the one that I sent, tell to you about steak before. It was
yeah,
the same
still,
one.
Yeah, but still, I probably didn't realize it.
I sent you a tell asking, is this Chinny or Chin Cheesy, I think I said. Yeah, shut up!
Chin,
ego!
Alright, Kieran?
Hi. I guess it's my turn. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, fantastic. So, as most of you know, I have not been on the show in, what, 4 weeks now? 4 weeks? A month?
A while.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. And I do apologize. I know maybe four people out there missed me and whatever, but I had a lot of stuff go down. I had a lot of stuff going on in life, and I had to take care of that. And I would like to say that I emerged, I guess, victorious.
Victoriously.
I am now engaged.
Woot!
Yay! And this is out of game, because, it, you know, as you all know, you have to go through a lottery system to get married in game. So,
right, which sucks.
Yeah, so I asked Dark Crystal to marry me, and she said yes.
No, she said no, but then she said okay.
No, she was like, by all means, no. And then, you know, she's like, okay, wait a minute, I'll change my mind.
Like, I'll give you Gil. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what made it happen. You better believe it.
Galkanoise that.
Gil?
Like, if you marry...
We're going to Galkanoise Gil?
You,
No, you said something else.
Oh.
No, I didn't. Well, excuse the hell out of me. Okay, so I am now engaged.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So that would be a very, 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 very good reason to why I've not been on the game. And I have not been on the show. So, yeah, and on top of that, I did go to the Bahamas as well, but that's definitely lesser news than me finding the woman that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
Oh, yeah.
And,
did you bring me that Taru Taru ale back from Bahamas?
Dude, I totally did. Okay,
rum.
Let me tell you about, yeah, it was rum.
Did you
let
say tell ale? You,
the Bahama place, the places I went to in the Bahamas, not impressed, bro.
Really? Like, they were touristy, or did you go, like, off the
like,
path?
Well, what we did is, what we decided to do is, you know, there's the tourist trap area, you know, like, the first couple of blocks, you know, after you get off the boat. And, well, the boat was awesome, first of all. But the islands, like, you had to literally walk, like, a mile to get away from the tourist trap area.
Yeah.
I mean, which is to be expected,
that's
you know.
That's pretty normal, yeah.
But once we got there, you know, the islands were great. But, you know, you hear that all the prices on the alcohol and, like, diamonds, which is obviously something that I was looking for when I was there because, hello, getting engaged. you know, you hear that the prices are so great, except they're not. I mean, because, you know, the prices aren't bad. But you look at the quality of the diamonds and you look at the, you know, the quality of the alcohol, and it's the same stuff you get there. And by the time you bring it back home, you really could have just got it here. You know, maybe it was the specific islands I went to, but you know
what? Now, what island did you go to? Like,
we went to Coco Cay, which is the private island of Royal Caribbean. Little advertisement for them there, and then we went to Nassau.
We are not being paid or endorsed.
Dude, I'm freely giving an endorsement, man. The trip was awesome.
Great.
So I mean, I can't. You know, it's just word of mouth. I mean, so what? You know, hundreds of people listen to this. You know, podcast. You know, it's free advertisement. But
everybody go and book a cruise on Royal Caribbean.
Okay, enough of that. But yeah, so I've been gone for a while. Glad to be back. You know, and engaged and such, and I got the shackles on now. I'm shackled and
why might that be?
I will have
Man, I love being shackled to my woman.
I'm going to I'm going to have a Dairy Queen ice cream cake made for you at your...
Dude! You don't understand. That is the bane. That is the bane of my existence. I love ice cream.
Congratulations, and I'm going to have, like, the Pet Food Alpha logo on
it. Oh, gosh.
Dude, if you send that... Dude, if you send that, I'll dance at your wedding. Oh, well, if you have another one.
Oh, my. Let's hope he doesn't.
The baby shower? What's it called?
Yeah. If you have a baby shower, you know, well, I'll be there for that.
Well, then that would be good because, yeah.
You know, if you and your lady decide to get married again, you know,
we'll renew our vows just so that you can dance at the wedding.
We do your
vows. Yeah, man. No, dude, I heart Dairy Queen ice cream.
Dude, oh my gosh, me too.
Okay, so
other ice cream cone at Dairy Queen.
We're totally advertising for anything and everybody.
Yeah,
I know. yeah, so that's really all that went down. I'm really happy and really lucky, and I'm looking forward to the rest of forever. And all that aside, let's get back to Pet Food Alpha.
So beautiful.
Oh, God.
Shut up!
First you sing, like...
Skies
oh, my gosh, no.
Clouds are white.
Oh, dear.
Pet Food Alpha, Steak and Kieran.
Yeah,
wedding
exactly.
Singers.
Dude, Steak and Kieran sing the blues, or...
Oh, gosh. I don't want to hear it.
Woke up this morning... All my Moogle pies were gone. Down, down, down.
Give it a pop.
I see a project in the works.
Voices of Vanadiel album.
Voices of Vanadiel. It'll be like Nasty Steak and Big Dog Kieran or something. Nasty.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't say I was going to rap,
why
dude.
Why are you
going to
be nasty?
Those are like
no, it'll actually, hey, wouldn't it be like Rotten nasty? Steak?
Oh, 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 oh man!
That's horrible.
Rotten steak, moldy steak.
Moldy steak.
Oh, Jesus!
Be like one-eyed steak.
No, no, stakey wakey. There we go.
Stakey wakey. Well, no, that's a Taro, and we can't have that.
That's a thing. Stakey wakey steaks and bacon. When I first met Moon, I was trying to get Steak's attention. I called him Stakey Wakey, and then Moon deliberately said, "Did you just call him that?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I call him that." It's well, the crap out of me.
No, I got your perfect rap name, Steak, Mr. Meaty.
Mr.
Oh no. I'd rather just call him Mystery Meat.
Mystery Meat.
That's awesome.
Or Enigmatic Meat. My name's Enigmatic Meat.
No, I think if Eliand were here, he would be like, Mr. Meaty is trademarked by Eliand. Anyways, I think we should.
Moving right along.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
We got the track there. Look out for a blues album coming to a store near you. Jake and Kieran.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
What was that?
Beatboxing.
Wow. All right,
this episode is ridiculous.
It's going nowhere.
Redonkulous. Let's continue. Yes, I will continue on to... I've been doing in game. I haven't been doing anything in game.
What?
Nice. I took the week off again this week.
Yeah, that's why I'm disappointed with him.
I'm in the process of buying a house, and it's a painful process. It's so annoying. But I look to be getting back into game ASAP. I miss all my Kujata people.
Yeah, I miss you too, Steak. Thank you for me.
But,
Steak is harsh. Steak is harsh.
Maybe if I see you on my friends list on Pujada, I might, you know.
Yeah, I have to get on and
craft me my rings.
Get on and get you your rings. Yes.
Cough, cough, rings. Cough, cough.
Let's continue. Let's continue.
Yeah, we're going nowhere.
We're getting nowhere. Fast.
Hello.
I haven't been doing anything in game, but I was putting a few clips into my newest video that I'm putting together.
So you said I could be in it, so get your butt on.
We'll get you in there somehow.
Whatever you do, if you see a guy
I'd like actually to get all of you guys in the video. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be so awesome. A train of Pet Food Alpha.
Yeah, I have a large portion with the official Pet Food Alpha link shell from Bahamut.
Word, yeah. We can get together somewhere and do like a group screenshot or something.
Bahamut.
All right.
Me and Ty and Fusion and Coffee and Rylus and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm. Word,
Edwith and a couple others.
Word, what's
you
up,
guys
Ed?
Are on Bahamut.
So many really cool people. all right. That's all for my in-game. And to keep everything on track, we'll move right over into our next bit. And as you know, this is episode 60.
60.
Full AF episode.
a go-go hat.
Which is cool. And a few episodes, we stated that what we would do is every 5 episodes, we would chronicle the cap quests for you. So Squig is on, and she did the Johnny McNoob portion on our website for the 60 cap quest. So take it away, Squig.
To tell you the truth, I kind of took the lazy man's way out. FFXI Cyclopedia has a really, really good Limit Break 3 guide. So I put in my own tips and hints for Limit Break 3, but for the most part, I just basically put a link up to the site, the FFXI Cyclopedia, having to do with that particular quest. It's called Whence the Wind Blows. And basically, you have to go to all 3 of the Beastmen strongholds, Castle Astrosia for the Yagudo, and Devoy for the Oryx, and Boudreaux for the Quadoff, and get what is called a crest from all these places. Basically, it's a question mark on the ground. You touch the question mark, and you get a key item. So,
as you'll know, as you asked here, and this is a pain in the butt.
Each and every single one of these crests are guarded by either true sight or true hearing mobs, depending on it. For Quadoff, it's a true hearing mob, and for the Yagudo and for the Oryx, it's a true sight mob. So not only do you have to dodge them and the normal ones, there's usually some type of quirk as to how to get into the particular area. For the Devoy one, you have a orb that you have to get, or you can have a buddy of yours, like I did with mine. You can have a buddy of yours open the little the wall for you, and then you can go through it in a couple of seconds. And then for the Castle Astrosia one, you have to go to a specific parts of the castle and get this code, and then you input it into another part of the castle, and that'll make the floor drop to the area where this crest is. And then for
or you can just guess like I did.
Yeah,
you can just guess.
I think it's Gujanamana Nanabibi.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's ABABAB4 actually.
Exactly.
Ah, good call.
And then for Boudreaux, you have to pass through a couple of areas. You have to have a couple of the items that you needed for the Magisite quest or Magisite mission. Which is, I believe, what is that? Mission 4?
4, 3.
It's mission 4 to get your rank 5.
It's combined into one.
Right, and so you have to have those items to get to certain parts of the area to get to the crest. And like I said, you got the true sight and true hearing mobs.
For those of you out there that don't know, what does true sight mean exactly?
It means invisible doesn't work.
Right, yeah. But if the mob is facing the other way,
it doesn't work. But if especially the mob is facing the other way, you know, if it's backs towards you, you're good. If he's looking right at you, he's gonna be able to see through your invisible.
Right.
Same thing with true hearing mobs. If you're you know tiptoeing around them, maybe the other mobs won't hear you because you have sneak on. But that particular mob will be able to hear you because he has
true sight. Does not mean that, like, you know, if the mob's not looking at you, they'll see you. The only thing it means is that they'll see through the invisible spell.
Right.
It involves some true sight. I was trying to unlock Puppet Master. My dad got me all the way where the zone was to the Arapago Reef or whatever it's called. And he died like 15 times of those stupid fleas, so he just left me to die. But,
lovely.
I went in there, and I went, you know that boat that's in there? There's like a boat inside where the 3 question mark is to unlock it pop. And there's 2 skeletons usually on the boat, and then there's a, whatever it's called, that thingy that...
The
sea serpent thingy, Robert.
Yeah.
But the sea serpent
Lamia.
Thingy... Yeah, the lamias. And, this one was, I guess it was a bard job, because it was doing all this music. But, I was behind... It was not even near me. It wasn't even facing my direction. I took off invisible... to see if, because it was out of my way. And I knew I would have to die somewhere to get to despawn so I could go over there. Well, it was facing the other way. I took off invisible. It chased me. It killed me.
Oh. Wait, don't they throw sound, though?
I don't know.
Lamia?
Sight.
Yeah, they're sight. They're just sight. They're true sight.
Yeah, I might be wrong. I think they're...
Oh, no. I don't think they're not true sight. They're not sight. They're not true sight.
I think they're sight.
Yeah, they're just regular they're sight. Okay. Yeah. I mean, they didn't even look at me, and they...
Fair enough.
You know, they slaughtered
I mean,
me.
To compensate for what I wrote, I went ahead and... I mean, for what I didn't write. I put in a couple of little hints, but like I said, it's been a busy week, and I thought that the FFXI Cyclopedia guide said it the best, so I went ahead and I went with that, so...
This week's Johnny McNoob is brought to you by FFXcyclopedia.org.
Or .com.
Or .com.
Depending on what you want to type in.
Exactly.
So
you feel.
So look forward to episode 65 having the Limit Break 4 or Genkai 4 McNoob up.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yay.
Right. Thank you very much, Swig.
Sure.
You rock. That brings us into Treasure Coffer. Blah, blah, blah.
Treasure
Coffer. Treasure Coffer.
Treasure Coffer. Last week's Treasure Coffer question, and I'm sure this time, was,
<That's>
was where was the last fan festival held? Where in the United States was the last fan
Or where was Kieran exactly 1 year ago from not far away?
Exactly.
The answer, of course, was Santa Monica, California. And,
Santa Monkey.
Santa
Monkey, California. Santa Monkey.
I hear it's very hot there.
No, it's really not.
Really?
Like, L.A. and Santa Monica, you're so close to the ocean, it feels really good. It gets a little warm there at times, but otherwise, it feels pretty good.
Well, anyways, the winner for last week's Treasure Coffer, hailing from the Carbuncle server, is Hardwire.
Yay, Hardwire!
And I understand that Hardwire is in Chin's link
show.
So, congratulations.
Let's all stop real quick while Chin proceeds to make fun of you. Ready? Go.
Okay, go.
Who am I making fun of?
wait. I want to make sure I use the right material. Who am I making fun of?
Yeah.
Who? That's Hardwire, the only reason Hardwire. She said that.
Hardwire?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he's Red Mage. He's my...
Ding, ding, ding,
man.
Ding,
do, 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 do.
He's a Taru, so you can kick him.
Shut up! Kick him. Lol.
Alright, this week's Treasure Coffer question is this. Okay, on December 19th, 2002, Square decided that, we need another server. So that we can balance the populations. So they created the Kieran server, which obviously no longer exists. It was deactivated.
I'll totally be there.
Yeah. It was deactivated in January of 2003, so it really didn't last very long. Anyways, the remaining population that was on Kieran, and the reason why they got rid of it was because it was underpopulated, but they only really gave it a month, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah. The remaining population that was on Kieran was moved to a different server. What server was the remaining population of the Kieran server moved to?
How could anybody
Wow.
I guess that'll take us to emails.
Emails.
Okay. our first email comes from Capo from the Titan server. He says, "Hello, guys and gals. My character name is Capo, and I play Final Fantasy XI on the Titan server. A few months back, my wife, her name is Huni or Honey, however you want to say that, H-U-N-N-I, and I both hit level 75 with our first jobs. She's a Mithra White Mage, and I'm a Taru Taru Red Mage. We've both been playing the game for about 2.5 to 3 years now, and I have come to make some really great friends along the way. I've been enjoying getting the weekly biscuit for several months now. I've seen the show reach out to the Final Fantasy XI players in need of help, and this is why I'm writing today. Shortly after obtaining level 75 together, our desktop PC crashed, and we've been unable to recover or replace it thus far.
Charles, no!
Yeah, no. My wife has always played on the PS2 and I on the PC. Since this occurred, we've been unable to play simultaneously, which really takes a lot out of the game for both of us. It says, find another old-style PS2. However, I have run into a brick wall trying to locate another PS2 hard drive with Final Fantasy XI installed on it.
Dude, I've got one.
None of the local game stores or toy shops sell them anymore. I've not been able to locate any online either. My question to you guys is this. Do you guys know where I can get my hands on a PS2 hard drive Final Fantasy XI? I really look forward to getting back to playing alongside my lovely wife. Thanks in advance for any help you are able to provide. Signed, Capo.
Cough, cough, Xbox 360. Cough, cough, cough.
Exactly.
If not, there's always eBay, right?
Yeah, check eBay. And eBay. Worst case scenario, I'll sell you mine. I don't play on PS2 anymore. I play on PC, Final Fantasy.
I have a PS2, but I just got it, sadly. I don't have anything on it. I don't have any games either. I have all three versions.
I guess I am a nerd.
Geek. I have all three as well. Don't worry about it.
I like the Xbox 360 one the best, followed closely by PC.
What? Really?
You like the 360 version better?
It looks pretty.
Okay. You look at my computer screen, and mine nearly destroys what the 360 looks like.
Yeah.
It all depends on the video card you got.
Yep.
I have a crappy laptop.
I really don't think that the Xbox can possibly look better than the PC. But then again, it might depend on what kind of TV you have, too. If you got this fabulous HD plasma.
Yeah, that's the thing. I do have an HD.
Bam! I don't know. You know, I don't
know. Shabam, son!
Okay.
We don't have plasma yet, but we do have the HD, so.
This is what I suggest. If you can, try to get the Xbox version. If you don't feel like doing that, there are still game stores that have this in stock. I know that GameStop downtown Cleveland right now has one of those in stock.
Huh.
It's like $89.
It's still $89.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Wow. It's rare now, so I guess.
LOL.
Yeah, if you need, I can work something out with you.
That's why it's so much. It's an antique. It's a collector's item now, man.
Yeah, nothing wrong with collector's items, man.
Well, no, they're expecting people to put it up on their shelf and never touch it and let it collect dust.
So, Capo, write me an email back if you want to work out the PS2 option, and we'll get you figured out and hooked up so that you can be back online playing Final Fantasy XI. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I know how it's a good way to connect when. You know, you're away from each other for some crazy reason, like, you know, military or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's that. Maybe we can chat about other options or something, too. Like, maybe you could get, like, a cheap PC with a really good video card or something. I don't know.
That wouldn't cut.
$500, that's all I'm going to say. That's probably as much as you can get for, like, an extra 360 right now. I don't know how much they cost exactly, but
yeah,
that's a good price right there.
Alrighty, yeah. If you buy the 360, I will straight up buy you the copy of Final Fantasy XI for it. How about that?
Hey man, I think you're overloading yourself here, man.
Because they're only
somebody was like, well, you did it for this person. I went and bought 360. You didn't buy me one.
He's struggling, having a hard time though. So, all right, we'll move on to the next email. Next email comes from Zimmy from the Pandemonium server. He says, about a month ago, I went on my honeymoon. About a month ago.
That's a cool name.
Bima.
Zim Simma. Got the keys to my Bima. Who am I?
Hi.
Lol.
Who's got the keys to my Bima?
All right, about a month ago, I went on my honeymoon to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Happy as can be, I kind of forgot that I hate flying. As we live about 20 hours away from Florida, driving time, that was really out of the question since gas prices are outrageous. He says in brackets, thanks, George W. Anyways, This is not a political podcast. That's a totally different podcast. But anyway.
that's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Anyways, a few weeks before that, or a few weeks before we left, I discovered your podcast, and since then, I've been hooked. Well, before that, I downloaded a bunch of episodes of you guys and the guys over at Limit Break Radio as well. This may sound kind of stupid, but just listening to you guys while on the plane helped me get my mind off things, especially the Galka episode, Uria.
However
you spell it. I think he spelled it pretty good. Uria. Okay. It helped calm my nerves.
Uria.
This is at one point I even busted out laughing and everyone around me kind of looked at me funny. My wife knows I'm a big Final Fantasy XI fanboy, so she just rolled her eyes and went back to reading her magazine. I wanted to let you know that little tidbit of info, and thanks for keeping me sane while 30,000 feet above the ground waiting to plummet to my demise.
Cold. Hey, that's a bit pessimistic.
Yeah, that is.
I don't like flying either, so don't feel bad.
I like flying.
And I gotta do it a lot for my job, so yeah, flying across oceans, that really sucks.
Oh, it's not
he says, look forward to hearing much more from you all in the future, and probably see you guys at the Fan Fest. Doubt it, but maybe.
Woot!
Woot, woot.
Sign Simmy.
Woot!
I know.
Woot.
Awesome.
That would be cool.
Last week, we read an email from one of the guys over on the USS Kitty Hawk, and we got an email from his buddy. He says, hey guys, my friend Kemplari sent me the emails he sent you guys. My name is Victorious. I'm an elven paladin from the Pandemonium server also. Yeah. Like he said, we only get to play in short spurts, but having your show to listen to helps us keep in touch with the game so we're not far behind. We both listened to you at your E3 show, which was cool. When I first joined the Navy, I met Kemplari. I was playing as a 45 white mage on Alexander, and he told me to swap servers, and he would help me get to 75. Sure enough, 5 months' time, right before our first underway, I hit 75 paladin. Now, we've been recruiting all kinds of people to start a new link shell on Pandemonium, so it would be cool to get some info out there, and if you guys want, you can give out my email for people wanting to join a hardcore link shell. But seriously, you guys rock. Thanks for your show. It gets me through my addiction when I'm out at sea. And he sent me the address should we decide to send something to the folks on the USS Kitty Hawk. So that's pretty sweet.
Cool.
So shout out to those guys for sure.
Cool.
Nice.
Wow, that's a really nice email.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you're pretty lame.
I've seen this guy, the next email, I've seen this guy around the Kujata server, and I'm not really sure how to pronounce the name, but it looks like,
looks like Hootie.
It looks like BDB Hootie. That's what it looks like.
Spell it out.
BDB
Hootie.
It's B-I, it's B-I-D, B-I-D-I. B I H U D I.
Let's just call him B Diddy for short.
B Diddle.
B Diddle.
B Dizzle. B Dizzle.
B Dizzy, man, easy.
He says, hey, this is.
But it is B Diddy.
He says, hey, this is BDB Hootie of the Kujata server. Just listened to episode 36 with the calling for help stories, so I thought I would add my own. Back during the MPK days, my link shell was camping circuit down at Garlia's Citadel against two RMT link shells and another North American link shell. We somehow managed to get the claim, got it down to about 10%, and we wiped. Just before we died, I called for help and did a slash search. There was 150 people in the area, and our link shell wiped while saying as it. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. He says, I started picking off their members one by one. In the end, we destroyed everyone in the area, including level 30 parties. Ooh, that's evil.
Oh, man.
on the top and level 50 parties on the bottom. However, since everyone was dead, nobody could call a GM. Can you not call a GM if you're dead?
No, you can't.
No, you really? Have to use the menu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So my link shell home pointed to Juno, ran back to the Citadel. We dropped him and got the ring drop. It was satisfying. We raised the North America people and left the RMT dead.
Nice.
They were pissed, but they didn't call a GM because we killed RMT. Just to sweeten the story up, this was the first time I was in an alliance. Anyways, thanks for reading my email, and good luck with your burger sandwich making. Signed, BDB.
Whoa.
I'm hungry now.
So that's a pretty interesting story. They were able to MPK everybody, zone to Juno, and get back before everybody raised or anybody claimed circuit.
That's really fast moving right there, man.
That is.
Yeah.
Oh. Obviously,
I'm impressed.
Re-raise up.
Yeah.
Sweet. That is all the emails that I have for this week.
Yay!
What do you guys think? You guys have anything else to add for this?
What? Like?
No, I guess not.
Other than adding some lag?
I had a humongous lag over him, like, hello?
Okay. What I meant to say was, did any of you guys have anything else to add?
No, lagging.
I would just like to say that glad to be back.
Oh yeah, welcome back.
I was gone for a month, man.
Kieran.
Yeah, I seriously felt like a part of me was missing. I mean, I miss doing the show and miss getting to be all crazy and get called a waffle loving freak.
Waffle
loving freak.
I gotta get my weekly dose of Chintilla dissing me. otherwise, my life is just not complete.
Then you know what? You should give her give her your cell phone number so she can call you on a daily basis.
Yeah. And then you know, my fiance figures out who it is, and then Chintilla dies for some mysterious reason.
It's funny that you assume that I would actually call you.
Waffle. Oh, snap! See, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Do you need some?
Hey, no, that's exactly what I was talking about.
This
she puts my ego in check, man. She puts my ego in check.
She calls you up to give you your daily yo mama joke.
Yo mama.
Hey, don't be talking about my mama.
Hey, don't do my mama now. All right, I would like to thank our two guests, Kate and Tyken.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you
for tuning in this week. Our website, as always, is petfoodalpha.com. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you think of the show. Our new iTunes feed is up on iTunes and stuff, and we could use some reviews. That'd be kind of cool if you want to go out to iTunes and give us a review. One thing I did mean to mention on the treasure coffer, don't send emails to do the treasure coffer. You have to do it in the forums. Send a personal message to treasure coffer with your name, your address. Please include your address, the correct answer, and your server. And good luck. And thank you very much for tuning in, and we will see you today.
Good luck.
One more thing. This one's for Fusion. Hope he makes it through his endeavors out there in the wilderness. As somebody you don't know, he's actually camping somewhere, I think, in New York or Canada. One of those two locations. So
camping equals evil.
I went camping last week, and it was really bad.
Yeah,
like, I didn't have my PC. I didn't have my PC, and like I didn't have Skype, and I just felt like I was really
You sure sounded upset when you were reading in a field.
Yeah, we were on four wheelers.
Harry Potter, of course.
All right. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in this week. We'll see you next week with more Pet Food Alpha. Everybody, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
Later, guys.
See ya. just say something random or whatnot. Kate?
Hi.
Just say something.
Hi.
Say something besides just hi.
Yeah, like a sentence.
I don't know.
Squig?
Oh, the shirt didn't come as clean as I wanted it to.
Chich?
Dude, we just talked. Hey, he said say something random.
All right. Go ahead, Chin.
Hey.
Chin, go ahead.
I'm going. Fun.
Word.
Kieran?
Something random or whatnot.
Awesome. Steak?
Green Acres is the place to be. Fun living is the life.
Funny.
Jack White Christmas to be. Jack White Christmas.